And hello, welcome to Horribly Perfect. You find us halfway through season three, in which we've entitled Horribly Hateable. But you know what? Right now, we do not have time for any monkey shines, any introductions, because we have a packed agenda today. So it's me, it's John D, and it's West. But we have a little bit of housekeeping to do before we start. So I'm going to say hi to you guys. We're going to jump right in. I got two things to talk about before we get to the main event. Number one, this came from last week's or last episode, wherever you guys listen to it. We asked the viewers or listeners, if they're viewing us, it must be through the window behind me, if we should do ads. And the feedback was overwhelmingly positive.
Less us.
Yeah, not well. It's more of the point of they want to see what kind of horrible companies or whatever would actually play ads.
That's exactly what I want to see too.
That was what we were hoping for. We'd figure out what kind of male problems would be advertised on this thing. So I'm excited to figure this out.
So I do have something for you guys. We have the abilities to put ads at the beginning, the middle, in the end of the podcast. We can do all three. We can do one. We can do the other. Well, and by the way, audience at home, this is kind of we're going behind the curtain. You're actually looking at a podcast with us and trying to figure this stuff out. What should we do? Should we do it at the beginning? Should we do it in the middle? Should we do it at the end?
So what we talked about last week, I like the idea of doing it at the beginning and the end, not the middle, because if we're in the middle of something, we don't want to be interrupted by an ad, right?
I go the opposite way. I say beginning and middle, because if you put an ad somewhere, right, you want people to listen. When West is on some long diatribe, right, and you put an ad right in the middle, people hang on and listen to that ad to see West finish his role. And at the beginning, that's obviously everyone's going to listen. And at the end, people could cut out. So if I'm selling advertising, I want the advertising right in the middle where West is going.
Okay. So we'll put one at the beginning and we'll put one in the middle. The algorithm or the AI or the mystery box is supposed to find the best place to put it in the middle, unless we say insert ad here. As this is our first episode, I just say we let it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's let it go.
Let it go.
I want to hear it. Let's go.
This might be the first podcast of ours that I listen to for the ads.
And the other thing I believe is if we turn it on for this episode, it will retroactively turn on for the other episodes too behind it. So
even
I don't know.
The we'll other see. Seasons?
Dude, we'll again, awesome. We'll find out together.
I'm going to have to re-listen then. All okay. Right, this is great.
So yes, so I guess it sounds like we're going to put, so we'll start with this episode. I'll do it in post-production. That's something we use in the biz post, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So nice. I'll put it in. So the next time anyone hears this episode, I guess when someone listens to this episode, you have already heard an ad.
All right, that works. I still want to know what I need to know what it is. So.
And we're going to need feedback on the ads.
So much feedback.
That we don't know what they are yet. So, get that ready for next episode.
All right, so let us know what you think about the ads. The second thing I have before we get into Horribly Hateable is an announcement. We actually, SAB Productions, that's the name of the big company, the conglomerate that puts out this podcast, is starting an additional podcast. Next week, we have the first episode of something that we've called the SAB Showcase. And what the SAB Showcase is, it's for podcasts that maybe somebody wants to try it out. Maybe they only have one episode worth of a topic and they want to give it a try. So next week, we will have SAB Showcase episode number one will be launched with the topic of Boogie Buddies.
Boogie Buddies.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
All right. I'm not sure I know what Boogie Buddies is or yep. are.
So you will find out next week. And and that's SAB Showcase episode one, Boogie Buddies. So
this is nice. We're getting the advertising dollars rolling in and we're helping the people.
Right.
I like it.
Absolutely. So we do.
We really do. So that being said, housekeeping is out of the way. Let's place West in the chair of hatred. So West, last week I picked Metallica, or last episode again, I picked Metallica is something that I do not like.
Yep.
This week, what is your selection?
All right. So thinking about this, I was trying to think, what do I hate the most, right? And I really, I'm gonna put this out there right now. This is on me. I get this. This is my thing. I know
Of course.
that, this is on me. But the older I get, the less patience I have for people. I hate people.
Ooh.
God bless you, West.
Huh?
God bless you. I'm
Right?
with you.
Like
I
I
think I'm
hate
with you
and
on this one.
everyone freaking annoys me now. Like I can't stand anybody.
So
Mostly you two.
is there something that led you to this revelation? Is there something that tipped you? Was there a point where you said, I can't deal with people anymore? Or has it been building up,
No, it's
or
been
is
built.
it
It's
is
been a slow boil. It's been a slow boil for the last, I don't know, maybe when we turned 50, I just had less and less tolerance for people. Like, I hate people who are older than me. I hate people younger than me. I hate some people that the only people I like are my family and my friends, and I don't even like some of them. So it's like, it's just it's I don't know. So there are so many people that I hate that I figure this will take forever, right? We don't really have a lot of time, so I kind of put them into, like, I came up with four categories to start with. We can go on for more, but like I got four categories. All right. You guys ready for this? Category one. When we were younger, our favorite things to do, right? We would go to the Red Sox games, right? We could just go sit in the bleachers for 10 bucks, whatever it was, right? We'd have a good time, we'd have fun, right? I haven't been to the Red Sox in forever. I got some tickets over the summer given to me. So Suzanne and I went, and we sat. We had really, really good seats, and it was right behind the home, right in between the home plate and the first base dugout, probably the second, maybe 15 rows up. And I hated everybody sitting around me. It was like no one is there to watch the game. No one goes to the Red Sox games for the game. They go to get their selfies picture taken. There's no one paying attention to the game. There's no one just like enjoying the game itself. There's like, and did you guys notice, they can actually have food delivered to your seats if you're sitting in the first section, in the bottom section. Like, you scan a QR code, you order your food, and some guy making $6 an hour brings you your food. I hated it. It was awful.
It has changed since the days that we went there. It is, I've heard people say it's, it's the biggest bar in Boston,
Oh, it's
and
awful.
nobody cares much about the game, and nobody's yelling at Sam Horn.
I literally saw 50 people just standing up in the middle of the inning, pitches going on, standing up in front of people, just taking selfies with the monster behind them.
Yep.
Like, are you kidding me? Like, come on.
So
Like, I don't know.
this is not new.
I think it's fairly new, Jim. I
Like
mean,
the last
obviously, like,
20
I
years. In the
again, I
last
haven't
10
been to the Red
years,
Sox.
it's been getting
Yeah,
worse. 20
I mean,
years.
I haven't been to the Red Sox game, like I said, in a long time. And then you know what else I hate? Freaking eighth inning. Can you just, why are we playing Sweet Caroline?
Oh, I hate that.
Seriously? I hate that freaking song. Why are we playing that song? Why is that a Boston thing now? Like,
I
I
hate it.
hate it. I
I
hate
hate
it.
that too. I'm with you on all this so far, West.
Oh.
Unlike Jim's
Yeah,
weird
just like, oh,
hatred
I love
of,
it. I'm gonna go take selfies in front of
yeah,
Fenway
look at
Park.
me.
Oh, look at me. Wait, what?
Good
I'm a big
times.
Kristen
Yeah, feel
Cassis
so
fan.
good. Why is
Look at
this an attack
me.
on me? I didn't
Kevin
sing anything.
Durant.
I do not like Sweet Caroline. I do not like Neil Diamond. I
You're a
don't.
big,
Neil
big
Diamond.
Kristen Cassis
I don't
fan.
like baseball. Actually, I am the person that you're talking about. I hate going to, if I go to the game, if I see two pitches, I couldn't care less. There's
Oh my
beer,
God.
and I wear a fun hat. No, actually, but this, I'm there. I'm
Hey, can
there
I tell
just.
you this? Hold on, sorry, I didn't interrupt you. But listen, the game I went to was against the Reds. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this game in the summer. There was an inside the park home run and a grand slam hit by the Red Sox. And I don't think half the people around me saw it because they were like too busy in their phones watching and like not even paying attention to the game. Like, seriously.
All right, which is
Disgusting.
what's your next thing, Mr. Curmudgeon?
All right. So my next thing, and this is, you guys know, like, I moved down to Attleboro 25 years ago. Love living down here. raised my family here, teach here, coach here, right? Love it down here. The worst thing about living down here are drivers, Rhode Island drivers. I hate all drivers. Rhode Island drivers are the worst. They're the worst. I'm telling you guys, like, they don't use their blinkers. They don't know how to go around rotaries. They don't know how to do anything. I hate it. And
So,
again, oh, it's awful. Go.
do you in this case, is it by you could tell by the plate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. And
Right.
either they are driving, and I guess, I don't know, maybe, and I don't know if you guys notice this either, but up in, up in Chelmsford area, in Dorker area, but like, people just can't, it's not even just Rhode Island drivers, it's all drivers in general. I freaking hate all drivers. Like, I get out of my way. Like, I don't want to be on the road with anybody else. Like, just be out of my way, please.
Yeah,
Like,
it's like they're driving without a purpose.
seriously,
They're out for a stroll. Yeah, that's why I'm with you on that. I don't get it. Like a lot of people, it's like, don't you have somewhere to be? Like this
right.
isn't the goal here, right? You're
Seriously.
either coming from or going to somewhere.
And like, even if you don't, someone else behind you is. So be courteous and get out of the freaking way. Like, seriously.
Again,
Oh.
Jim's not liking this one.
No,
I,
like,
maybe there's a good song on the radio, and then it's like enjoy. Maybe Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard. Maybe Mazzy Star is on the radio.
Metallica's on,
Yeah,
and they're
right.
just enjoying it.
Then I would rush to get home wherever that was.
No, I mean, honestly, like, have you guys noticed, like, the last, I don't know, probably since COVID, maybe 2020, that when we got come out of COVID, people just drive like a-holes now. Like, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, I was coming home tonight, right? I'm doing 80 miles an hour, right? I got a car in front of me, like three cars in front of me, and I get this jerk on my butt. Like, I couldn't even see his headlights. He's on my ass, like, right behind me. I'm like, dude, where do you want me to go? Like, the middle lane is filled with people. I have five cars in front of me, and you're riding my butt. Like, what are you doing? So finally, he gets this little break, and he like swerves three lanes over, and then cuts across in front, and like almost causes an accident. I'm like, dude, I
So
don't get it.
that guy was actually complaining about you being slow in front of him, the same way that you complained about Rhode Island drivers.
But I wasn't going slow. I was doing 80 miles an hour.
Slow is all relative.
But I have an idea.
Yes.
What do you guys think about this? If you cause, like, if the police determine that you cause an accident on the highway between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., we should go to jail. All
Forever.
the car, no. Go to jail, stuff, stuff, well, whatever, a little bit. 60 days.
Killed.
60 days. You're making me late. I want to be home. I don't want to be stuck in traffic because you're driving like a jerk. You're causing accidents. You should go to jail.
If
Sorry.
it is an accident, Wes? What if
If
he's
it's an accident, it's
driving?
an accident. No, accidents happen. I get that, right?
Yeah,
Accidents happen.
but
But if
someone's
you
gonna be
cause,
at fault.
not always, accidents happen.
Well,
If it's an accident, if it's
what
an
if the
accident,
car,
accidents happen.
like your tire falls off, you get it flat and you swerve and you hit someone.
That's an
What's that?
accident, right? That
All right.
that's an accident, right?
Okay.
But if you're going 95 miles an hour and you're swerving in our car lanes and you cause an accident, go to jail. Get out of here.
I signed up for this. Actually, I agree. And I say zero tolerance.
Yeah.
So old lady has a heart attack. Sorry, grandma. Maybe you shouldn't be in the 60 days in the slammer will make you feel a little better, right?
30 days in the hole, baby. Or
Oh,
60 days in the
well,
hole.
and it goes back to my thing, if you really kind of leisurely going around and or you're or extra aggressive, right? Maybe you should think about this before you leave the driveway. How
It's
about
the same thing for people going 45 miles an hour on the highway. Get out of the
same thing.
way.
How about this? Just go in the right lane.
Yeah.
I don't care. You want to be in the right lane and do 10? It makes no difference to me. You want to drive backwards? It makes no difference to me. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
What else you got?
All right. Yeah, you ready for another one?
Yes.
All right. Again, I know this is maybe becoming a little bit curmudgeon-y, and maybe, I don't know, I'm going to get some slack for this.
A little bit.
Why have we become so sensitive in our society?
Surly.
Like, cancel culture and shit like that. That doesn't, that sh like, I don't know. Like, I like, they're trying to cancel now John Wayne for something he said in the 1940s. Like, what are we
John,
doing?
John Wait.
Yeah, John Wayne, not even John
Oh,
Waite. If
John
it was John
Wait.
Waite, I'd get it. He's still alive. John Wayne is dead.
I want to cancel John Wait. What? For bad English?
No, not bad English.
Babies.
Babies. Babies.
Oh,
Can't
I
wait.
could tell what the graphic's gonna be on this week's thing. It's gonna be John Waite in the electric chair.
John Waite at the Red Sox game.
We only wish for money.
That's a great
Got it.
song.
So yeah, I really like. I do. I honestly, I do think this though, and this really annoys me. I feel like we have become so sensitive that like, no one can say anything without offending somebody else, and it's like, you gotta have a backbone in this world. Like in the real world, when you go out in the workforce and job, whatever, like people aren't gonna like say people are gonna say something you don't like. You have to be able to handle it. I don't think we can do that as a society anymore. But
I'm with you. We're oversensitive.
this is it. The biggest category I have, and this is the people I hate the most, are people who think the world revolves around them, right? Like, I'm so done with social media. I'm so done with like selfies and like, listen, I'm on Facebook, right? I know you two aren't. I actually commend you two for not being on it. Like, I wish I could be strong like you guys and not be on Facebook, right?
Yeah, we're real
But
warriors over here.
you guys are so tough, right? But like, I'm on there because like I like to keep up with I talked to some of our friends from high school like through Facebook, like cable and people like that, right? But like, I get to brag about my kids, right? Sure, but like, no one cares what you ate for dinner last night. Who the hell cares? Like, why are you posting that crap? No one wants. No one cares. No one cares. Your political comments, keep them to yourself. No one cares. Who cares? You're not that important.
It
So.
actually sounds like you're a little sensitive.
I hate it, right? The other day, I'm going to Jake's hockey game, right? Sunday afternoon, walking in the hockey rink at 12:30, and there's a guy walking in front of me, has his earbuds in, just having a full-on conversation with, like, I don't need to hear your conversation, dude. You're not that important. Like FaceTime, like FaceTime talk conversation with loud, like in front of in public. No, knock it off. No one cares. No one thinks you're that important. Shut your hole. Go in your car and talk to the person in private. Like, why do you think you're that important that people care about what you have to say to the person on the other side of on their phone? You know I'm right, Jim. Don't shake your head at me. You know I'm
No,
right.
do you think I like people? I'm down. Basically, I'm in a basement. I spend the majority of my time in a basement. So.
Oh my God. The other thing, like, so, and then I'm thinking about all stuff like my categories, right? The other day we were watching a TV show and it's about the friggin' gender reveal. Like, what is that with gender reveals? Like, cares. I don't care. And you know what? If people do care, I don't care. I don't care. I don't need to see it. I don't want to see like. And didn't some gender reveal last summer cause a huge fire in California?
I think more than one, to be honest. It seems there's always some sort of catastrophe around gender reveals, which you know what? They should put that on the social media and maybe show it at the Red Sox game and you'll be happier,
I think I would like jump off the green monster.
I think. So
All right.
we
Well,
would you
those are my categories. There's plenty more I could talk about, but those are the four I kind of stuck to.
All right, is this the Q&A section now?
Yeah, what do you got? Anything else to add, you guys? Like, I think you all agree.
Yeah.
I knew John would agree with me because John doesn't really like people. But Jim, I'm a little surprised. You seem to like people.
Yeah.
Who?
Jeff, for guy that
You.
complains about people a lot, Jeff does a lot of grab ass.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to keep these podcasts alive. I got to try to get sponsors here. I'm bringing ads, money in. I got to go take people out to dinner just because you guys are curmudgeons. By the way, West, did you ever not feel this way? And this is a serious question,
Not
right?
this, not this bad, not this bad, right? I have zero tolerance for people who annoy the crap out of me. Zero, like I really, I like it, and the older I get, the ruder I get to people. Like, just, I don't need to talk to you. Like, it's just, I don't even know what it is. And again, like I said in the beginning, I know it's me. I know it's on me, but like, I can't deal with self-serving people who are just like just think the world revolves around them. People who drive like idiots. Go to Fenway Park. That's what I say to
Oh.
all of it. Anyways, that's my thing. That's what I hate. I hate people.
And we love you for it.
I love you two guys. You guys, I don't hate you two.
And the audience, you love the
I
audience
love
and
the
our
audience. Obviously, I
sponsors.
love the audience. And the,
You
oh, definitely
love
the
the
sponsors.
audience and our sponsors.
I love the sponsors, absolutely.
Sab Media, those are
Love
that's
Sab
what you
Media.
love. That is
Yeah.
first off, it's Sab Productions.
Sab
Sab Productions.
Productions. Sorry, Sab Productions.
Yeah.
You
I
love
love
and
them too. I love Sab Media and Sab Productions.
both.
All right, so I'm assuming that during West's talk, an ad fell from space and landed right in the middle of somewhere. So hopefully, it was not
We'll have to
like.
see where it goes.
At
Hopefully,
this point,
it
we're
wasn't the Red
rolling in money.
Sox. Yeah, it wasn't the Red Sox or like Preparation H during the sensitive part. Well, Wes,
Well, I'm glad you guys. I appreciate you guys listening to me. That felt good getting it all off my chest because, like, and I do know, I did, like, I knew that John was going to agree, but I didn't think Jim was going to agree with me too much.
What? Again, what do you think I
Dude,
like?
you like people. You're a people person. You like being around people.
Right, so let's get some feedback. Any feedback? One, do you agree with West and two, with his statement about not liking people? And two, do you guys actually think that I am a people person? Let's get that. So let's talk again, Sab Media Group at gmail.com. Text us, email us, stop by
Gonna
West's house.
call
And
in show. We do the
right.
call in show.
If you're at the Sox game and West is there, feel free to turn your back on the field and just talk to West the entire time. He loves it.
Take a selfie with him.
You should de definitely do it during Sweet Caroline too in the eighth inning when I'm saying bop bop bop. Like seriously.
All right. Well, thanks, West.
I
Would you
appreciate that, guys. No, I do. I feel better. I get that. Like, I feel like I've released some anger, so I appreciate
the angry Kraken, yeah,
that.
and his brother Phil. So, would you guys like to hear some feedback from last episodes?
Please
All right, we
live for the
get.
feedback.
I'm looking at one, two, three, four. I have five items of feedback of direct of like people either texting or emailing, not just people saying, "Hey, do ads." So, let's start with the most important feedback. We have something from Butler from Burlington with an important question. You guys ready?
Right.
Yeah.
Did John D or Westy play baseball in high school?
Yes.
I did not.
Okay.
Well, you
Well, I
did.
did
You
freshman year.
I did. Yeah, I did freshman year.
I did all years. Yes.
Please continue to send random questions to us. We'd love to answer those. All right. And that was all that Butler asked. So, burning question. Debbie T from Portland has a long one. You ready? Okay, just listen to the podcast. A couple of things. I'm so surprised that Justice for All sold so few albums. I feel that it would have been closer to Black. And also, I'm surprised you, that's me, didn't have any anger about that music video for one, after they talked about not doing a video forever. She
Ooh.
says, I agree. I didn't like them after Justice for All, and now they seem pretty sold out, which would be what you would be if you sold ads for your podcast.
Oh,
Although,
ouch. Oh.
I would want to know who would buy these ads to.
Yeah. See?
Oh, I don't have to say, sorry. We've never claimed to be not like so sellouts like Metallica did.
Oh yeah, we can be bought.
I'm 100%.
Yeah, right from the jump,
Whatever
we
there's a
can be
price,
bought.
you name me a price, you got it.
She goes on to say, I agree with John.
Oh,
Musicians make
there's one in 3 years.
musicians make and play music. That's what they love to do, so they should be allowed to just keep making music if they want to, even if nobody even likes them.
Especially Huey Lewis.
No, they stopped.
Well, they could if they wanted to, though.
Mishy
Jesus.
from East Boston says, I'm listening to the podcast. You hate Metallica. Are you effing kidding me? I may need to reevaluate this friendship. Let me go back. I'll let you continue your whatever you're doing on your podcast. Not a fan of ads, but you should do it once and see how much it really cripples your podcast. P.S. I
Cripple.
can't believe you hate Metallica. Okay. And then two other ones came in, which are a little bit surprising. Oh. First one says, funny stuff. Just heard it. Congrats. You are my very first podcast I have listened to. Good
Ooh, that's
vibe on
cool.
the show. Napster even got a shout out.
Yeah.
Rich McNeil.
Whoa,
Yay.
hey, Mac.
And that was followed up by Cabo.
Oh.
I read it with cables. Nice. I just listened. Pretty funny. Come back to the Metallica family. Tell Westy to talk about. Well, actually, hold on. Cable has like he's seen the future. Tell Westy to talk about how much he hates unruly parents ruining youth sports. I know it won't be long before a fight breaks out in the stands at my son's hockey games. So.
That could have been a category. I was actually had that as a possible category. I do appreciate that, Cable. I know what you're talking about, dude. It's awful. It's so crazy.
So yeah, Mac and Cable, who got shutouts in the last episode, responded. So,
Absolutely.
but yeah,
Should we do more
that's.
shout outs to people? Maybe we'll get more people listening.
I don't know. Why? Because you like people? Is that what you want? You want more people that you
No, I just
like?
want people listening so we get more paid for more advertising, dude.
Well, Jim shouted out Metallica. I don't hear Lars writing in.
He dropped by. We
All
talked.
right.
Yeah. All right. Well, so
Like that feedback. That was good.
yeah, and thank you. That was actually the most we ever got, and it actually feels good that people are taking time to write and
Keep it coming.
Absolutely. Love
absolutely.
it. I love it.
So that wraps up this episode. So that's number two in the can, which leads to our season finale with whatever John is gonna do. To be honest, John, I'll reveal this. We had a discussion before, and you said that you felt nervous about your episode, your selection, and might change that.
Oh, no, you can't now. I need to know what it is.
No, just something else aggravated the shit out of me. Sorry
All
for all of our younger
right,
listeners that I might have changed it in the last week,
all
but I'm gonna
right.
stick with my original hatred.
Right. Looks like we just lost the Toys R Us ad.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry to hear
Bleep that
about
out. Fix that in
that.
post.
No, it stays.
Yeah,
It
KB Toys. I think KB Toys will do it.
stays.
Oh, my God.
Right. Well, as such, that wraps up today of horribly, how do we call it? Horribly hateable. We got one more to go. We'll try to get back in a reasonable time frame. And until then, we will talk to you all later.
This presentation has been brought to you by SAP Productions, the home of Real Bad Media. Please visit us on your preferred podcast platform and follow us to stay updated with our latest episodes.